see these fabulous things about I raised so many thousand bushels of wheat, and think, gee whiz, but you don't realize until you get right down to it that that's maybe the best he's done in 5 years.
Well, and another thing is, a person used to be able to make a little bit of money, maybe on a 12, 15 bushel crop,
mm-hmm.
but anymore, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Our 49 model tractor, when it was new, it took maybe 1,200 bushel of wheat to buy it, and now then it takes, in the neighborhood, between 3,000 and 4,000 bushel of wheat to buy same size tractor.
Yeah, and then there's a darn maintenance cost on the thing, mm-hmm. too. Can you do your own hydraulic work?
I guess so, I do.
Gee, I think that'd drive me insane. I keep my old car patched up, and I think I do. And then I take it down to the garage to have him correct my errors. Do they raise oats around here now?
Some, not as much as used to be raised, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about wheat. After it was headed, then what would happen to it?
Well, from the header, it went over into the header barge,
uh-huh.
and then it was hauled into a stack and pitched off of the barge onto the stack.
Was this all thrashed and everything?
No, that was before it was thrashed.
Uh-huh.
It was after it was stacked that the thrashing crews would
uh-huh.
come through and thrash it.
Gee, I remember when I was a boy, I remember a few harvests where they had those old steam engines. Do you remember those? Or?
Never worked around steam engine.
I was just a little bitty old tad. But I remember the frightful mess. You know, we've been at this almost an hour and a half. We're just about to the end of the reel. Did your mother bake bread?
Yes.
What did you call it when she baked it?
Homemade bread.
Homemade bread.
She still does too, once in a while.
Well, that's pleasant.
Oh, boy. I told her I'd give anything to bake bread back. She didn't look at me. So I had, maybe you can.
Do you bake bread?
Once in a great while, not very often.
No, that's a real chore, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
My wife,
like everything else, so it's modernized a lot to what it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Around our house. Well, I told my wife we'd have no more of that. I got so tired of needing that stuff. And she'd start just so she'd catch me about 7 o'clock at night. And we'd knead and it'd rise, and we'd knead and it'd rise. She'd stand there and tell me to pull a little harder and push a little harder. Did she make other bread from flour?
No, not particularly. It was the same dough anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Either make it into loaves or rolls.
What did you call bread that you got at the store?
Well, that was bakery bread.
I talked to a man. We got to this part where I wanted to know about bread from the store, and he said, "Oh, we didn't bother. My dad was a baker."
That kind of backfired, didn't it?
Yeah. I have to revise as I go along. Did she use cornmeal much in her baking?
Yes, she made cornbread, that bit.
Mm-hmm. Did this have sugar in it?
Well, I think there was a small amount of sugar, not very much.
Was this in large cakes or round cakes?
Well, she usually baked it in a pan, like a cake pan, square cake pan, mm-hmm. or rectangular shape.
And did she make other things from cornmeal?
Oh, yes, we had cornmeal mush.
What was that?
Oh, that was...